I got a lot of people called the fat room.
Huh?
Well, something that people used, children used to die from it, and they'd choke up.
Pneumonia or something like that. I've seen a lot of them die of pneumonia.
What about diphtheria?
Huh?
Diphtheria.
Some of them had that.
What about a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here, you've got, and you have to have an operation.
Well, heap of time a person has to have the appendix. They call them appendix.
Mm-hmm.
Have to have them worked on or took out from it.
Called appendicitis.
Well, they call it appendicitis, but but it's called from the appendix.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what they used to call it a long time ago?
No, I don't.
Say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say you had to...
throw up.
Okay. Any other words for that?
Well, some people use it a real flat word. Some people say they have to puke.
Okay.
Puke it up. Puke. Some people say throw it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't know which one would be right.
If someone threw up, you'd say he was sick. Where?
Sick on your stomach.
Okay. And, say if a boy kept going over to the same girl's house and spending a lot of time with her, you'd say that he was...
I'd say he was trying to go to see her if he could, trying to talk to her.
Uh-huh.
What we call going to see him. Some people now... we have an old word that we call that sparking, you know.
Uh-huh.
If a boy wants to spark a girl, he'll honey around and talk around, you know, and honey around her. And because we call it sparking, but that's just a name that we give it. Something we call it. But I'd say that's what he wants to do. If he gets to hang around her too much, he wants to go with her, see if he can go with her, you know, talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Fall in love with her, whatever you might call it.
And she'd be, in this case, they'd call him, he'd be her...
sweetheart.
Okay. And she'd be his...
say, it'd be his sweetheart too, it'd be his girl, his sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
But...
say, if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been doing what?
He'd been kissing the girl that had lipstick on her.
Okay.
Or something like that. He got lipstick on her.
Any old-fashioned word besides kissing?
Well, that's about the best way I ever know. Now that made me think about that. Now I used to be a boy, a young man. I done just like you talking about you. If that fella done what? If I'd pick out the girls in the settlement with girls about, or anyone, whichever one I wanted to go with. I'd go for that girl whatever chance I got to, where I could be close to her, you know, or say something to her, talk at her, clash at her, to see if I'd go with her or not. Well, there you go, from our succession. Succession was all right, and then sometimes, naturally, any man or woman either, they're stuck up with one once in a while, they cannot go with her, they won't go with them. But some of them, most of them, I always was lucky enough to... Jellaroo went with most any of them I wanted to go with when I was young. Calculated to go with them.
Say if a boy asked a girl to marry him and she didn't want to, you'd say that she...
So there's different ways that she could have excuse for not marrying him if she... she might, if she just didn't love him well enough, and then she could have her excuse if she just weren't ready to get married, didn't want to marry at that time, she didn't want to marry then. The only way I'd speak.